You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
News time! Let's go into the newsroom, see what's going on.
Come on in.
Open the door. Here we go.
And coming up, the pleasure grounds are closed. I'll tell you about that. And who's the boss? Tony Danza coming back. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman and Huffman and Huffman. It's always family first. Let the brothers-in-law help your family get what they deserve.
Right. Oh,
wait, we're connecting?
Yes, we're connecting okay. Right now. We're FaceTiming the news.
Yes, there it is. Dominion Energy says they're working to reconnect everyone after about 300,000 of us in the area had our power knocked out yesterday during the tropical storm. That's about a third of all customers in the region. 508,000 total were without power. Most of you guys got your power back yesterday. They had restored it to about 62% yesterday. But as of about an hour ago, I did just look up the latest update on this, and they said that nearly 90,000 people are still without power. So they've reconnected 100,000 customers.
In the time that we've been on the air.
Just in the past couple of hours. So, yeah, and it looks like a lot of those are Newport News. Virginia Beach still has over 21,000 without power. Now, again, that was as of about 8 a.m. this morning. Okay. So they're still working. The damage cleanup is on as well, which is pretty extensive in some places because there were confirmed tornadoes, at least six confirmed tornadoes so far. According to the National Weather Service, two people were killed in the tornado in Bertie County. There are businesses that were heavily damaged in Suffolk, a church destroyed in Norfolk. It appears Hurricane Isaias claimed the lives of more than 100 baby loggerhead sea turtles as well. That according to officials with the North Myrtle Beach Sea Turtle Patrol.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
That's just
sad. Just another sad piece of it. So. Elsewhere in the news, though, around here, tomorrow, and this is much lighter news, by the way, tomorrow is the official start of the phased reopening of Busch Gardens. Today is the members-only preview. Tomorrow is it for real, the Coasters and Craft Brews event. We did get the news, though, yesterday that Kings Dominion is not going to be opening in 2020. They'll be closed for the remainder of the 2020 season. Rather than trying to open with restrictions, they're going to keep the pleasure grounds, as that lady in the soundbite from like a week ago. Yeah,
yes.
That's what she called it. So they'll keep the pleasure grounds closed. It's not financially feasible for Kings Dominion to restrict attendance to 1,000. Although I'm going to say Busch Gardens was pretty creative to come up with their way of handling it.
Very resourceful. You have these assets in place.
Yeah.
Why can't you just limit the areas of the park?
Look, we know people want the beer, so let's open the beer. We'll do a couple of roller coasters and you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
The report on this does point out that Busch Gardens Williamsburg and this Coasters and Craft Brews event that goes through the 16th of this month will have strict sanitation, social distancing protocols, 1,000-person park capacity, expect temperature checks prior to entry into the park, enhanced cleaning practices, and facial covering requirements at all reopened theme parks.
Nice.
So something else pushed back because of the pandemic, Disney's live-action Mulan remake was set to be a huge summer blockbuster.
Right.
But then, you know, Corona. So instead, they're releasing it on Disney Plus on September 4th. But you still have to pay for it. It's going to cost you $30 on top of your regular subscription.
Just for one movie?
Mm-hmm.
$30.
It's like, so I guess if you bought the DVD, it would probably cost about the same.
I guess, or if you took four people to the movie theater.
You could put it that way,
right,
yeah. Yeah. Disney is not using this as a test run for a possible new business model. They say it's just a one-off brought on by circumstances. And, you know, of course, if it makes a ton of money, maybe they'll run with it. But Disney Plus is up to 60.5 million subscribers just 9 months after it launched. That puts them at third among streaming services behind Netflix, who has 193 million, and Amazon Prime, who has 150 million.
Wow. Yeah, but Amazon Prime,
I think that's a little bit
of a different animal. Yeah.
I feel like that's cheating because you just want the free shipping.
Right. That's the we pay the $110 a year for the free shipping.
I don't care so much about your TV shows, although they did have SpongeBob. I haven't checked in a while.
Oh, they have The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is a great series.
Sure.
That was an Emmy Award winner.
That's because you get to watch adult shows in your house.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm at that portion of my life. I got a head start on you.
Yeah, I've got the kiddie shows going 24/7, which Disney Plus is great for, and that's why I shout out SpongeBob.
And I don't have it. Right.
Meanwhile, Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are developing a "Who's the Boss" sequel.
Mm-hmm. Really?
They're going to return to their original roles as Tony and Samantha.
But how are they going to do this?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Judith Light, Angela, and Danny Pintaro, who played Jonathan, were supposedly invited back, but their status is unclear. Entertainment Weekly says they turned it down. Deadline.com says that they're supportive of the idea and hope the show finds creative ways to work them and their characters in. So maybe they just want to do a few cameos. It's unclear. Mona won't be back at all because we did lose the actress that played her last year, Catherine Helmand. Alyssa said that she's so excited and, quote, "We feel the time is right to tell the story of where these amazing characters are today. Can't wait to share their stories with you." Tony added, "Here we go."
Hey, that, good impersonation. I saw that. Here we go, Angela. You're the
That's
beach.
Right. The original show ran for 8 seasons from 1984 to 1992 on ABC. There's not really any details of plot, a network, a timeline for the show.
Uh-huh.
Alyssa's been talking about a potential Who's the Boss revival for a while. As recently as last year, Tony said no. But then last September, he said, "First of all, I've never been a big fan of these reboots, but no, can't reboot the show
right.
because we've got no Catherine Helmand, and that's why not. That is it." So change of heart, change of tune.
Apparently
Tony
so.
Danza.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, Katy Perry is publicly expressing her support for Ellen DeGeneres, saying, "I have only ever had positive takeaways from my time with Ellen."
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this what we were talking about yesterday, where you know your big celebrity friends are all going to have your back, but then the other people working for the show might have had a different experience? Because a lady named Hedda Musket was a producer on the show from the beginning in 2003, and she said that there were even issues then.
"It was very toxic, very nerve-wracking, very stressful. We all walked on eggshells all the time. We were told from the very beginning, don't talk to Ellen, don't do this. You can't, you know, go into her office."
Yeah, that's one of the producers on the show there. Now, much of the criticism of the show's environment surrounds the show's longtime executive producer, Ed Glavin, who this Hedda woman believes was used by Ellen to do all the dirty work.
"We were in our production meetings and she would watch Ed go off on people. Ellen would look at Ed and she would laugh because I was hoping she was going to say, 'Ed, you can't be yelling at crew this way. You can't be yelling at people this way.' She laughed and she said, 'Every production needs their dog.'"
Like
meaning Ed is her dog, her attack dog. "So therefore, she doesn't need to do that."
This is the first person that I've heard actually link Ellen to the shenanigans, if you will.
But I tried to put myself into that place of being in that meeting and having this Ed guy go off, and then Ellen's just trying to laugh it off. Is she trying to calm the scene? I mean, I guess it is her responsibility at that point to not let her people be treated poorly by somebody who's going off on them.
Right.
But I could see with Ellen's personality, from what I know of her on TV, which may or may not be the real her just trying to like lighten the mood by laughing it off, you know?
Very possibly. Hard to say.
Well, Hedda continued, she was fired by Ed Glavin during season two, so she's not surprised by the entire uproar. She said,
"As a host, she's amazing. As a host. But as a boss and someone who's behind the scenes running the show, she's a different person. She's not the person people see in front of the camera. This environment, this toxic culture that she created in the office has been going on for 16 years.
Yep. And
now,
you know, everybody's talking about it. So Ed Glavin was fired, by the way. Diane Keaton tweeted about her love for the talk show host. Her former Ellen show DJ, though, Stitch, is that his name now? This was a guy named
Twitch.
Oh, Twitch, that's right.
The dancer.
Yes. This is a DJ named Tony Okungboa. He says he did experience and feel the toxicity of the environment on the set.
Yeah, that's tough because what are you labeling toxicity? They weren't nice to me, or they asked me to work too long, or you know what I mean? What are the allegations?
Having one of your bosses just
yell
and scream at you is not, that's not.
That's not desirable.
That's not.
Not by any means.
At what point does it cross the line to not being okay, though? I mean, like, what?
Do they belittle you? Because there are some people, there are going to be people that are old school that have been screamed at their whole life. There's going to be people in the military that say, "You want to get screamed at?" I'll tell you how to get screamed
at. But I'm not in any way going to compare the military to working on the Ellen show. You know, way different.
This is the only job that you've known, right, in your adult life?
Yeah, I mean, this has been my career. I've done, I did telemarketing and worked in retail stores and stuff. But yeah.
Didn't you, The telemarketing people, were they nice to you?
When we came back that the first day, that's when I quit the job because exactly because of that. Because the lady came up and she belittled my boyfriend at the time who was working with me. Me and him retook the job. It was a little different from how it was before. Mm-hmm. And so we were doing it how it was before. And she just came up and she let him have it over how stupid he was for not doing it the way it is now instead of doing it. And so we were like, well, screw this. I don't need this. And we left.
Yeah. So you've been mistreated or you felt like you were mistreated. But in to use the Ellen Show for an analogy, has anything criminal happened there? Or it's just like they hurt my feelings and I don't like it. I mean, it's hard to make a judgment based on that. What you can agree about, though, is it would appear that there are two Ellens.
That's the thing everybody's been saying for years, and we were all like, "Nah, she's just cool like that all the time. She's just the sweet America sweetheart, funny lady."
Right.
Yeah, but there's the Katy Perry Ellen, and then there's the sitting in the meeting with Ed Glavin yelling at you Ellen.
Yeah,
apparently.
True that. True that.
That's
and then somebody's supposed to speak up for you and say, "Ed, you can't do that," or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're gonna scream at me, I'm just gonna go find another job.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Waited for the next call to connect on my telemarketing headset, hung it up, and walked on out. Although that was the awkward moment where, because you had to be buzzed out, so I had to be like, so your height of emotion.
Right.
You're like, we're quitting, we're leaving right now. Well, if you quit, you're terminated. We know. Okay, let me buzz you. You know, it's so stupid. So anti-dramatic.
I worked for a guy, and he was a great guy. But if you're, this is when I did construction, if you're out of line, you're out of line, and you are going to get screamed at. That's part of the gig. Make your moves. I can still remember him yelling at me. Clean up something while you're thinking about what you're going to do next. You know, all of it's about being productive. Time is money. Don't just stand there looking like a dumbass. That's the way it is.
When you see this now, one of my neighbors was getting some work done on their house, and nobody was home. It was, you know, I had just gotten home from work. It was the middle of the afternoon.
Yes.
And I could hear the workers yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Like, angrily. And so there's nobody else around, so they don't know I'm there. They're not expecting a person home in the middle of the afternoon.
Right.
And so it makes you stop and look. And I'm sure it was exactly like what you're saying kind of situation. Like, time is money. Come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, right.
But
you dumbass.
I know. I could hear them just yelling
my God,
at each
Lloyd,
other like that.
I picked up Lloyd's hammer one day. I thought he was going to kill me. Took me 20 years to break that hammer in. Look at this. I'm a grown man. I still remember that speech.
Yeah.
Sticks with you.
It does.
Guess what I learned how to do? Make my moves.
That's right.
Guess what I learned how to do? Always be working.
Yep.
I learned that.
Else are in the news. So you remember the other day they had that report about the astronauts splashing back to Earth. Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. They had some time to kill before they got picked up in their boat. They had about 30 minutes. So they said that they spent that time bobbing around making prank satellite phone calls to whoever they could get a hold of. Well, now some of the people who answered the phone are tweeting about it.
Nice.
I received one of these calls at the flight director console, according to the NASA flight director, Anthony Vareja. He said it started with the opening line, "Hi, it's Doug and Bob. We're in the ocean." And my response was, "Yeah, I can see that."
Because I'm the flight director.
Yeah. Not really a, you know, you got Dr. Pepper in a can kind of thing. But Behnken's wife is a fellow astronaut. Her name is Megan MacArthur. She got the call as well. Yeah. On my phone, it said spam risk. She tweeted, "Glad I answered anyway." Mm-hmm. She had just let it go to voicemail. Hurley and Behnken spent 9 weeks in space. Their successful mission sets up a more ambitious launch by SpaceX in September, where actually Megan MacArthur, Behnken's wife, is going to... be the one flying them there.
That's kind of cool,
man. She's the
man.
Pilot of the six members who are going to the International Space Station.
Very cool.
And then finally in the news, a survey by Kraft found that 56% of parents are letting their kids eat macaroni and cheese for breakfast more often right now.
Yum.
Which is funny because somebody tweeted that earlier before I even did this story when I just did the tease about it.
Yeah.
They were like, my two-year-old asked for mac and cheese for breakfast this morning. So Kraft is embracing the idea. They're giving out special edition boxes that say macaroni and cheese breakfast instead of dinner. You can enter to win one by tweeting hashtag KMC, Kraft Mac Cheese, Kraft. KMC for breakfast and hashtag sweepstakes. Each box comes with a magnet that lists different breakfast recipes. You got bacon and eggs. You got crumbled sausage. Here's the ad that they posted on Twitter.
It's morning. The sun is shining. your kids are... So give yourself a break and give them Kraft mac and cheese for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yum. That's it. And another mac and cheese news. Flamin' Hot Cheetos mac and cheese has been spotted on shelves at Walmart.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you're interested.
Yeah.
That, I don't know if I want to do that either.
I don't know. That's yeah, that, all I taste is that spice when I eat those.
Chase it with some milk. It's going to do a number on the back door. That's what I assume.
You're going to hate this part. Yeah. You're going to hate this part of right. it, the equation.
Around here today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon. Sunny skies otherwise. Highs in the mid-80s, feeling like the mid-90s. Southwest winds right. 6 to 9 miles per hour. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. 76 is your low. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow in the afternoon. Partly sunny otherwise. Highs again in the mid-80s, feeling like the mid-90s. Right now, we are at 78 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.